Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3228BN. Today's date is December 5th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Trump Trap the Deep State, Fear, Panic, Key Opens the Door, Stone Yields the Power to Act on the Information. Let's talk about being prepared. Night vision binoculars are the coolest pieces of tech anyone can have, but until recently were too costly for the average Joe. Likely, newer models have caused prices to come way down. If you enjoy fishing, hunting, spotting wildlife, or just want to keep an eye out for intruders after dark, you'll find a pair of night vision binoculars very useful. This is why myself and tens of thousands are getting Nightwatch Pros. Nightwatch Pros affordably allow anyone to see with predator-like vision and pitch blackness. They're highly effective for watching wildlife, scenic viewing, surveillance, patrol detection, home protection, and much more. Plus, they include typical high-end night vision features, including 4K video recording, a clear HD display, 5x zoom, anti-shake technology, and a long-lasting rechargeable battery. Tens of thousands of five-star reviews back up the notion that Nightwatch Pros are the best choice for night vision binoculars on the market. This holiday season, give the gift of protection to your loved ones. Place your order for the Nightwatch Pro now, and you'll receive access to Prepper's Peak's exclusive newsletter, free express shipping, and last but not least, 100% lifetime guarantee replacement. Simply click the link in the description below to go to nightwatchpro.com and use promo code HOLIDAY for 25% off to take advantage of this limited time deal before they sell out. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now trapped in everything that they're doing. What do I mean by this? Well, this is the biggest sting operation the world has ever seen. And I know a lot of people are out there saying, no, it's not a sting. Look how terrible the country is. The borders are wide open. The economy's failing. They're going after Trump. Look, he's being indicted. Oh, this is awful. Yes, it's supposed to be this way. How else do you wake the people up? How do you trap the deep state in all of this? Think about it. Go back to the very, very beginning. Every move they make, they're setting precedent after precedent after precedent to actually bring down the deep state players, to actually use everything that they have done against them. It had to happen to Trump first. This way, it could all be set. And while you're doing this, what happens? The people see the truth. The people see exactly what the deep state is. The people actually see the system. That's why it had to be this way. And if you really look at it, the actual key that opens the door is the information. The people needed to see the information. And that had to do with military intelligence and other intelligence facilities to bring out the information. Think about Biden, for example. We'll just use him as an example. Think about all the information that's coming out right now. What, you think Comer doesn't have more? He's actually dripping it out. Why is he dripping it out? Because he wants the fake news to spin the information. He wants the White House press secretary in the Biden administration to spin the information. And then he catches them in the lie. This is how the game is played. This is how you bring them down. This is how you expose them. And the stone, well, that allows the people to yield this information. And they use it, and they can act upon it. So Comer, believe me, he has a lot more information. Actually, there's a huge amount of information waiting for Obama right now. And everything that Trump is doing with all of these cases and with the borders being wide open, the economy failing, this is all going to be used against them. Because this is how you trap them. And how do you get them in the end? You use everything that they have done against them. There's no complaints. There's no arguing. There's nothing. Because the people aren't going to listen to you. The people, they see the truth. They see what's happening. And when these people start to complain when it's happening to them, the people are going to go, you did it to yourself. Look what you did to Trump. You had no evidence. All you were doing was interfering in the election to actually cover up what you did in 2020 and to cover up all the other crimes that you did way before that. So what we are witnessing right now is the plan now coming together. And the plan, it's feeding the information to the public. The public needs to take it and they will act upon this information. What do I mean by acting upon this information? Well, the people will use it in the end to fire Joe Biden. This is why Trump is continually out there saying, hey, we're going to fire Joe Biden. The people are going to do this. Because as you get more and more of this information, you see the truth. Without it, how can you make a decision? How can you actually make a logical decision in 2024 without seeing it? And you're going to see a lot more of this because it's not just Biden. I do believe we're going to see information about Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the rest. And as we approach the 2024 election, what do you think the deep state's going to do? They're panicking. They're afraid. And what happens when you're afraid and fear sets in? You do stupid things. And that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to do a lot of stupid things. And that's actually Trump and the Patriots. They're actually counting on this, on them to make these moves. Because, listen, they've tried everything. From 2016, they've tried Russia, 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 the P-tape, Steele dossier, Stormy Daniels. Now they've moved into indictments. They've tried every single thing. They tried to get him off the ballot with the 14th Amendment. Everything has failed along the way. And along the way, Trump has been trapping them in precedent after precedent after precedent, which will be used against them. And now, since they have hardly any ammunition left, they tried to use everything that they had. They will then make a stupid move. And I do believe most likely they'll try to assassinate because it looks like they're putting those signals out there. And that is going to backfire on them like you've never seen before. Because Trump and the Patriots, they know exactly what they're going to do. They know exactly what their next move is going to be. And when they do this, this is going to be a game changer. Because think about it. Take everything that you're seeing today and then add an assassination attempt onto all of this. Now, do I think they'll actually get close to Trump? No. But when people see it, they're going to go, holy crap, look what they just attempted. And yes, in the beginning, it's not going to seem like the deep state did anything. It's going to seem like it's a, you know, this lone gunman or whatever it's going to be. But eventually what's going to happen is the evidence is going to come out and the evidence is going to be dripped out and it's going to all point back to them. And it's going to be game over because think about what people are seeing. They're seeing it all. They're seeing a two-tier justice system. Yes, you heard about this before, but now you're actually experiencing it. Now people could say, yes, I see it. I see it as clear as day. I see them interfering in the elections. I see how they rigged the election in 2020. I'm starting to see it all. And there's going to be a lot more people seeing it as time goes on. And every move they make from this point on is going to be a complete and utter disaster, and it's going to come back to haunt them. And Trump will use all of this against them. We'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Menendez, because, hey, they decided to oust him out of the... Oh, no, no, that's right. They didn't do that, even though they found money, bribes, gold bars, and everything like that. No, they didn't do anything to him. There it is, the two-tier justice system once again. Because you see what they did to Santos, and with all this information coming out, they've done absolutely nothing. But gold bars were discovered in Senator Bob Menendez's residence during a raid linked to a high-profile 2013 robbery, which is very interesting. So the gold bars found in the residence has been identified as stolen in this robbery. And how do they know this? Well, the serial numbers on the gold bars correspond with the reported stolen from Fred Dibase during an armed robbery in Edgewater, New Jersey, nearly a decade ago. For instance, one particular gold bar produced by Swiss Bank Corporation and carrying the serial number 590005 was identified among the items seized from Menendez's home during this year's FBI raid. The same gold bar had been listed as a stolen and later returned to Dibase in 2013, the evidence logs from the earlier incidents. So this is very interesting that he would have these gold bars. So the question is, how did at least four of the 22 stolen gold bars end up in Menendez's home? What possible good explanation could Menendez offer the law enforcement? What can he possibly say? This is going to be very, very interesting how this all plays out. And why is he still in the Senate? Wouldn't they be removing him at this point? I mean, this is what they did to Santos in the House. I mean, this guy is being brought up on charges. They don't want to remove him? Oh, the two-tier justice system once again. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and this is why optics are very, very important. Remember, everything that's happening to the Bidens is when Biden is living in the White House. He's the resident. See, it couldn't happen under Trump because this would actually work against Trump. If it happens while Biden is in the White House, Trump has nothing to do with it. They can't blame it on him, even though they're trying to blame it on him. So Hunter Biden, he's getting really, really desperate right now. His legal team is arguing that somehow the prosecution was due to incessant, improper, and partisan pressure. So think about this. He's trying to blame this on Trump and Bill Barr, saying that it's because of them, because they are partisan. But it's hilarious, given that the allegations are that the opposite is true, that according to whistleblowers, Hunter's case wasn't properly investigated, and that delving into areas that might have touched Joe Biden or the members of the Biden family or questioning them was stopped. Hunter's legal team was requesting a subpoena for Trump and former Attorney General Bill Barr, but there are a few big problems with the request for the subpoenas. Not only does defendant's motion fail to identify any actual evidence of bias, vindictiveness, or discriminatory intent on the special counsel's part, his arguments ignore an inconvenient truth. No charges were brought against the defendant during the prior administration when the subpoena recipients actually held office in the executive branch. Instead, every charge in this matter was or will be brought during the current administration, one in which the defendant's father, Joe Biden, is the resident of the United States, and Merrick Garland is the attorney general that was appointed by Biden, who personally appointed the special counsel. So is this argument going to work? Absolutely not. And this is why optics are very, very important. And look, it's all happening to them while they're in control. The FBI, they're in control of the FBI, they're in control of the DOJ, they're in control of the White House, the executive branch. They're in control of the Senate, and they weren't in control of the House until they lost it. And everything that is happening is under their watch. Trump, he's not in the executive branch. He's not in government right now. Well, he really is the commander in chief right now because it's continuity of government, but that's a whole nother thing. But what the people are seeing out in this country, they're seeing this all play out, why the resident is in charge. And the people now see this very, very clearly. And you could see that the Biden administration, they're in a rough position right now because what Comer is doing, he's dripping out the information slowly but surely. He's going to catch them in lie after lie after lie. He puts out a little information and has the White House spin it, have the fake news spin it, Washington Post spin it. And then what after they spin the story, he brings out other information that actually counters what they just said. And then they try to spin that, and then he brings out more information that counters that. And he's going to continually do this. He has all the information. He has it. He's just releasing it on a certain time frame to catch them in all of this. The Oversight Committee put this out and said, the goalposts have moved so far that corporate media appears to be using emails from Hunter Biden's laptop to make their latest defense of the Bidens. This money was not from Hunter Biden's personal bank account. It's from a Hunter Biden business entity that received payments from Chinese state-linked companies and other foreign nationals and companies. This is the same Hunter Biden business, Owasco PC, currently under investigation by the DOJ for using the corporate account for tax evasion and other serious crimes. In short, Joe Biden has repeatedly claimed not to have discussed business with the family and that his son did not make money from China. Received money from his son's business with CCP ties. And all the evidence point to, yeah, he knew about it, he accepted it, and he's guilty. Kyle Becker on X put this out and said, I don't know about you guys, but I would never ask my son to start businesses with corrupt foreign actors, set up dozens of shell companies that get flagged by banks for potential international money laundering, take dozens of meetings from his business associates, talk to them. Oh, wait. Crackhead, Navy flunky, sexual deviant Hunter Biden was the mastermind behind it all. Joe is the real victim here. I forgot the narrative. And it's not working for him. Biden lied to the American people. The people now can see it. And every step of the way, they're getting caught in their lies. They're getting caught in their lies that they're trying to spin, and it's not working out for them. Amuse put this out and says, I can't help but think Representative James Comer had evidence of recurring direct deposits to Joe Biden from the start. He dropped out little tidbits from the start so the Democrats would get caught in a tangled web of lies. And that's exactly what he did. Remember, drip, 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 then flood. Optics are important. Welcome to the sting operation. This is the biggest sting operation the world has ever seen. And the only way to prove that these people are criminals, the only way to prove to the American people that they're liars is to actually show them every step of the way. You see, if he just dumped all the information, they would just spin everything and people would go, I don't know what to believe. It doesn't make sense. I don't know. Is this true? Is it isn't true? But if you just bring out a little bit, and you have the fake news spin it, and you have the White House spin it, and you have Biden spin it, and let the dust settle. People go, okay, look, he's denying it. He said he never said that. And then you bring out other information that counters what they said. The people go, holy crap, he just lied about it. And then you do it again and again and again. And what do people see in real time? They see the criminal and all the other criminals around him, the press, the White House press secretary, the DOJ, the FBI, they all see how the cover-up works. And they see the lies over and over and over. This is how you show the people in real time. And yes, if Comer just came out and dumped it all, it would be a complete and utter mess. This way, it's a lot better. Why? Because now people can say, okay, I just saw you lied about this. Holy crap. You looked at us directly at us in the camera, and you lied. And now there's more evidence. Now you're lying about this. And now other evidence came out, which counters your lies. And you're just continually lying to us. And this is how the people can see the truth. Now take what's happening now and move that to Obama, which I do believe he's in the crosshairs right now. And remember, all this wouldn't be coming out if the deep state was in control. If the deep state controlled everything. Yeah, they might control the FBI, DOJ. But at this point, who really cares? Because that's not the whole point of this. The whole point of this is to let the people see it and let the people to decide. And the only way to do that is to show how they continually cover up and lie about their crimes. The FBI, DOJ, they're never going to do anything about this because they're corrupt. And that's why Trump went to the people. That's why the sting operation was set up this way, because you needed to see it play out. And the people that, you know, watch CNN, MSNBC, Fox, and all the rest, they need to see it play out because they're looking at all this rhetoric and all this spin job and everything else. They need to see the truth, and more people are seeing the truth. And you can see how they spin everything. Miranda Devine put this out and said, wow. Amazing how the Washington Post does real-time debunking every time Comer, GOP oversight, revealed documentary evidence from their impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden's corruption. Yet when Adam Schiff was peddling patent bogus material linking Trump to Russia and golden showers, Washington Post lapped it up and reverently parroted every talking point. And she's pointing to a couple of articles right here. And here's the first one, December 4, 2023. Comer mischaracterizes Hunter Biden car payment reimbursement to his dad. Here's the other one, going back in time to 2019 with Schiff. Undoubtedly, and this is the Washington Post, by the way, undoubtedly there is collusion. Trump antagonist Adam Schiff doubles down after Mueller finds no conspiracy. Here's the Washington Post back in 2017. Russian officials and allies repeatedly signal support for Trump to his campaign team. And then we have another one in 2017 with Adam Schiff, Representative Adam Schiff, to discuss Russia probe at the Washington Post. So they're spinning the Biden story, and they were just going along with the fake Russian collusion thing. And once again, you can see how propaganda works. And the people are seeing how propaganda works. Why do you think more and more people are looking at Trump saying, okay, he's the guy that we need to vote for? You're going to see, going through 2024, you're going to see a lot of people wake up, especially when everything starts to fall apart and the Biden administration, the fake news, and everyone else tries to cover for what is really going on, the people are going to see through it. The people are going to understand, just like they're seeing what's happening down at the border. The people know that the borders are wide open. The people know that the Biden administration is just continually bringing more and more people in here, because what do they want to do? They want to use these people, number one, to rig the elections. Number two, they're infiltrating the country from within. They're setting up their foot soldiers to be used later on. And they're just continually doing this, and they're paying for all these people, and the people are getting pissed off. The Black community is getting pissed off. The Hispanic community is getting pissed off, because they're saying, why are these people making $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 when they're illegal in this country and we're struggling right now? This makes no sense whatsoever. But Carrie Lake is out there, and she has invited Kamala Harris to join her at the Arizona southern border. Now, do we really think that Kamala Harris is going to come down and join Carrie Lake? No, that would be a complete and utter disaster. But it's good that people are inviting the fake vice president and the fake president down to the border, because every time they deny it, people go, holy crap, look at this. They don't even want to go to the border. They're not even taking the invitations. They don't want to go to the border because they don't want the camera crew. The only time they'll go down there is if they clean it all up and they make it look for good for the cameras. Otherwise, they will not go down there. And what's very interesting is that we could see how they're actually transporting the people around the country. Ben Berquam from Real America's Voice put out a post on X and says, late night in the Dallas airport, answering some of the stupid questions and statements that the libtards brought up during my last airport video exposing the illegals that Democrats are trafficking throughout our country. And he discovered a pattern. Everyone has a manila envelope and they have a Five Below bag. And he went up to these individuals and they said, okay, where are you going? Oh, Columbus, Ohio. So he found the pattern, and we could see how they're transporting everyone. And just the other day, we shown everyone how there are Chinese coming into this country. They're military aged. And most people are probably saying, well, that's just a one-off thing. You know, it's just a group of Chinese. And I don't really think they're invading this country. I don't think they're really going to do anything. Well, that whole thing is being debunked right now, because Muckraker is in Colombia, and this individual found the hotel that is packed with military-aged Chinese nationals who are headed to the United States. This is their stopping point. So these individuals, they're instructed, and this is part of their instructions, to stop at this hotel. This hotel has everything written in Chinese, and these people stay there, and then they make their journey up to the United States, which tells you everything you need to know. And it's not a one-off thing. This is a mission, because what's happening? The deep state players, they're getting prepared and ready to use these people in the United States. Now, think about what's happening. Trump and the Patriots, they know the playbook. They know they're bringing these people up. And I do believe during the elections, when we use paper ballots and Trump wins the election, they're going to have their foot soldiers create chaos in these certain cities. And yes, it's going to be the Chinese. Yes, it's going to be the Muslims. Yes, it's going to be Antifa. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know that they're going to do this because they're going to reject the results and they're going to create chaos and they're going to try to bring us to war. They're probably going to start the war during this period of time. And remember, Trump said that I can have peace in 24 hours, which I do believe he can. But in this country, is there going to be peace? No. I do believe the military that has been activated because the country was attacked, they will be used to round all these people up. And this is why Trump said, we are going to deport all of these people, because it's going to be very, very easy to have the majority of them in certain locations creating this chaos. It's much easier to round up these people. Now, I'm not saying it's 100%, but they will round up quite a bit. And you can see how the deep state players are infiltrating this country. And remember, this is part of their 16-year plan. They were going to have a war. They were going to have the soldiers inside the country, and they were going to have forces outside of the country to destroy America. So what they did was they destroyed the military from within. Look at all the woke crap that they've been doing. You think we have the strongest military ever? No. And as they were doing this, what happened? People decided, I don't want to join up to the military, not if it's like this. This doesn't make sense to me. And those people that they forced to get vaccinated and they said, I'm not going to get vaccinated, These people left the armed forces. Their plan was to get rid of the people in the armed forces. Why? Because they had to weaken the country from within. Then they brought all these people into this country to be used as their foot soldiers. Now, once again, to take this to the next level, it looks like Dick Durbin spilled the beans on what they really wanted to do. Remember, they want to use them for elections, and they want them to be loyal to them. That's what they want. And you have to remember, there's different levels of the deep state. You have the foot soldiers, Antifa, the illegals, and everything else. Then you have the people in the local governments around the country that Soros, you know, put in place, prosecutors, attorney general, people that work at the elections. They are all part of their system. Then when you get to D.C., you have certain representatives that were installed that push laws, create what they want. They get the stupidest people in there, and you could see it firsthand. They get those people in there to do their bidding, and they get paid for it. This is how they become very, very wealthy. Then you have those people on top of them, like Hillary Clinton, Biden, Obama. Those people, they're calling the shots, they're orchestrating, they're managing the whole thing. And then you have the unelected people above them. So when you see these representatives, which they're not representative of the people, they're representatives of the deep state players, you could see what their plan really is. And actually, Dick Durbin, who actually shut down Marsha Blackburn from getting the flight logs for Epstein, he actually spilled the beans, and DC Drano put this out on X and said the following. And there it is. Senator Dick Durbin is finally revealing their grand plan. Flood the country with illegal aliens, enlist them in the military, and make them citizens. The part he isn't disclosing is who the Marxists will use the alien soldiers against. And then he says, Senator Dick Durbin has had quite a week. First, he blocks the Epstein flight logs from being made public. Now, he's calling for the communist Chinese illegal aliens to be stocked up in our military. Why would they be doing this? Because they actually want them as their protection. They will go after the people in this country. Because remember, these people, they don't care about America. They don't care about the laws. They hate the American people. Will this be easy for them to do? To use these people to go after the patriots of this country? Absolutely. Why do you think they want to get the weapons away from the people? Think about this for a second. So why do they want the standing military? A military staffed by people who have no loyalty to a country that, as far as the Democrats are concerned, doesn't really have any right to exist. A military's purpose is to engage in armed conflict, ostensibly foreign adversaries. So who's the enemy if every single foreign nation has a stake in the American military that's no longer American in any sense of the word? If the military is composed of foreign nationals from across the world, whose interests can we expect them to represent? So basically, they're building their own standing army to go after the people of this country. That has been their plan from the very beginning. Now, have they done this? No, this is what they're proposing. This is what they would like to do. But again, to pull this off, they would have to get the weapons away from the people. Now, I think it's becoming a little bit more clear when Biden says, if you really think an AR-15 can go up against an F-15, well, you have another thing coming. Think about why he said this. Because they were planning on having their own military, and their own military was not made up of Americans. They were going to use military equipment. Now do you understand why this tyrannical government wants to take your weapons away? I think it's becoming very, very clear. Remember, our founding fathers, after death, destruction, losing their farm, their family, seeing blood and everything else all around them, they didn't sit around a table and going, hey, you know that Second Amendment? Damn. We need that for hunting. Yeah, that's the thing. No, they said, so this never, ever happens again. The people must have the right to defend themselves. The people must have the right to form militias to protect this country from a tyrannical government. That's why in the Second Amendment, it says a well-regulated militia, not a regulation to control the militia, regulated, a well-trained militia. Militia is the people of this country. It's not the National Guard. It's not the armed forces. It's when the people have to come together. And this is what the deep state was trying to stop. They tried it at every turn, and they're still going to try to do this. That's why we've seen all these mass shootings. This is why they push gun control like you've never seen before, because this led up to their ultimate plan to wipe out the people of this country. That's really what they wanted. And the only way to do this is to bring their soldiers into this country. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know exactly what they have planned. They've known from the very, very beginning. They knew that they were going to bring all these people in here. Trump, the Patriots, needed the people to see this. Think about it. When the people are watching this play out and they're seeing all the illegals in here, they're seeing crime pick up, they're seeing that there might be terrorists in this, do you think the people of this country, do you think they're throwing their weapons away and saying, you know, I don't really need it. You're right. There's no reason to have a weapon. Or do you think the people of this country are purchasing more and more weapons? Well, the people are purchasing more and more weapons because they understand and they see what's happening. Trump and the Patriots, they knew the people would respond and the people would do what they needed to do to protect themselves, their families, and this country. And the deep state players, they don't like this. This is why they went out of their way, like in Illinois, to ban assault weapons, because they know the game. They know that the Supreme Court's going to strike this down. They know it's going to take a while, but they needed a way to get the people to think that, hey, you need to turn your weapons in. You need to destroy them. This is why the ATF came out with that rule that said, hey, you can't have a pistol brace. And anyone that has it, they either have to register it or destroy their weapon or remove it. And you could never, ever attach a pistol brace to a weapon again. They did this on purpose because they knew a lot of the people in this country, they had an AR-15 or some other type of weapon with a pistol brace, and they wanted people to destroy. They knew the rule was going to be struck down. They knew it was going to be unconstitutional, but they know how to play the game. Thank God millions and millions of people didn't listen to them, and the whole plan completely and utterly fell apart. We'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later, but first, look what's happening out in Texas right now, because we have Attorney General Ken Paxton. He secures administrative stay, preventing the Biden and Mayorkas administration from destroying Texas border barriers. So now they can't go ahead and, you know, cut the barbed wire, destroy the barriers, remove the barriers. Right now there's a stay. And we also have Governor Abbott. He's set to sign the new Texas law, the illegal border crossing to become a state crime, empowering state officers to arrest illegal immigrants. Now, what's been happening since they've been putting these laws into place and the barriers are allowed to stay, and now with this new law that he's going to sign where people can now be arrested, these individuals, they're no longer coming through Texas the way they used to. They've moved their base of operation and they're coming into California. And right now, they're bringing the people through Tucson, Arizona, and San Diego in California. And once again, these two areas are filling up with all these illegals because what Texas has done, it's shifted them away. Now, Arizona needs to do the same thing. And it looks like there's a lot of mayors and people agreeing with Kerry Lake that the borders need to be secured. Once this happens to Arizona, if they can get this going, I know the governor is corrupt, even though Kerry Lake is really the governor there. We know that they would then shift everyone over to California and California would be flooded with illegals, which would be a complete and utter nightmare. So hopefully in Arizona, the legislature steps up and they get enough complaints from all the people in Arizona saying, you know, this is enough, it's enough. We need to do something. Maybe they'll make a move and they will shut this all down. Now, again, we have a corrupt governor who's not really governor. She installed herself. It would have to be a piece of legislation that she could not veto. So once again, is this going to happen? Maybe, maybe not. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know that all these people are coming in. They know that the border is wide open. They know all of this because they needed to show the people the truth. And once the people see the truth, the people are going to say, you know something, we're with you. Deport all these people. We're with you. Go after all these people. It's going to make a lot easier for Trump to do what needs to be done. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know 23andMe, that is run by those people that run Google and YouTube. It's actually, this is all part of the deep state system. They want to actually get your DNA information. I do believe they use this a lot to create their mRNA bioweapons. And what's very interesting is that the genetic testing company 23andMe admits hackers accessed data of more than 6.9 million people after claiming about 14,000 profiles have been breached. So now this information is now out, who knows where, and it's probably the deep state that hacked this to get this information. And now it's going to be used to target certain people with their bioweapon. This is what they're going to use it for, which they've been using it for this. And those people that thought, oh, look, I'm going to find out, you know, where my origins are from. No, that's not what this base of operation was about. This was about using your DNA to target certain people. But let's go back to post 2061, September 2nd, 2018. It says down below, it says Sergey Brin, Google founder, born in Moscow, was married to Ann Wojcicki, 23andMe founder, was brother-in-law to Susan Wojcicki, CEO of YouTube, DARPA. Very interesting. Let's talk about being prepared. Night vision binoculars are the coolest pieces of tech anyone can have, but until recently were too costly for the average Joe. Likely, newer models have caused prices to come way down. If you enjoy fishing, hunting, spotting wildlife, or just want to keep an eye out for intruders after dark, you'll find a pair of night vision binoculars very useful. This is why myself and tens of thousands are getting Nightwatch Pros. Nightwatch Pros affordably allow anyone to see with predator-like vision and pitch blackness. They're highly effective for watching wildlife, scenic viewing, surveillance, patrol detection, home protection, and much more. Plus, they include typical high-end night vision features, including 4K video recording, a clear HD display, 5x zoom, anti-shake technology, and a long-lasting rechargeable battery. Tens of thousands of five-star reviews back up the notion that Nightwatch Pros are the best choice for night vision binoculars on the market. This holiday season, give the gift of protection to your loved ones. Place your order for the Nightwatch Pro now, and you'll receive access to Prepper's Peak's exclusive newsletter, free express shipping, and last but not least, 100% lifetime guarantee replacement. Simply click the link in the description below to go to nightwatchpro.com and use promo code HOLIDAY for 25% off to take advantage of this limited time deal before they sell out. And you could see it's all in the family, and you could see who does Google and YouTube, who do they report to, who controls them? Oh, that's right, the deep state players. That's who controls them. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Jim Jordan now is zeroing in on the deep state. And Jim Jordan will soon unveil the committee's proposal to rein in controversial deep state surveillance programs that will expire by the end of the year. Jordan will soon unveil legislation that will reform Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which has been long criticized by Jordan and many, many others. The new legislation, according to the draft, would require a warrant for any American information sought under Section 702. The program does not currently require a warrant for such a search. The idea is to protect Americans' rights under the Fourth Amendment and under the Constitution. The legislation would also prohibit law enforcement and intelligence agencies from purchasing America's private data through data brokers, a practice which has been known as the data broker loophole. The judiciary bill would also limit how many FBI agents can search the Section 702 database and would set up penalties for violations under FISA. So that's going to be very interesting. Let's see if we can get this going here. But you can see that the people now, they got the information how the government spies on the people. They use this information without warrants. And the people needed to see all of this because how do you fight back against it if you don't know? And the people now, they're starting to get the information. They can use this information to act on. And once the majority sees it all, knows it all, they can then push and say, we agree, this is what we want. And I do believe this is what Trump in the end wants. He wants the people on his side, because once the people are on your side, it makes it a lot easier to do what needs to be done. And that's what Trump is going to do. But you can see, the deep state players, they're not giving up, because part of the 16-year plan is to get the weapons away from the people. So Schumer right now, he's announced that he'll be bringing an assault weapons ban, and there's no such thing as an assault weapon. I've never had an AR-15 assault me. That's ridiculous. He's going to bring it to the floor this week. So they're going to try again and again and again, and they're going to try to get this passed. But again, they're going to have a major problem. You think the House is going to pass this? Absolutely not. This is dead in the water right now. First of all, it's unconstitutional, and it's never going to be able to do it. But again, they're instructed to do these things. Why? because this is part of the 16-year plan. The deep state says to these people on the low level that makes the laws, you must keep pushing this over and over and over. Because remember, they have them where they want them. They blackmail them. They're bribing them. And they have them. So they must do what they are being told. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that in Arlington, Virginia, a house exploded. And this is a very, very odd story. So around 4:45 p.m., Arlington County, Virginia, police were called out to a report of a possible shots fired. Once officers got to the scene, they became aware that a man inside the home had fired a flare gun out the window 30 to 40 times. The owner of the home, James Yu, then barricaded himself inside and refused to make contact with police. As a result, they obtained a search warrant, and while attempting to execute it, the suspect fired multiple shots at the officers from inside the home. Then at 8:45 p.m., an explosion occurred, leveling the entire property. And what we've come to find out about this individual is that he's a far leftist that posts anti-white hatred and quotes Noam Chomsky. He accused his neighbors of being spies on social media just 3 days ago. He had a previous encounter with the FBI, so the FBI knows about him. He filed countless frivolous lawsuits against his own sister and wife. He was the former head of global security of the U.S. government's Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. So this is very interesting. Were they controlling him, and were they going to use him later on? And this guy completely and utterly flipped out? Starting to look that way. Because once again, this individual, he was pro-Hamas. This is what he was putting on his social media post. And he was anti-Trump. So, you know, the FBI doesn't really care about him because they already knew about him. And I do believe they were probably using him to create the next event. And it looks like something went wrong. And that event is not going to happen now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is out in Ukraine, we can see Ukraine is a complete and utter disaster. Right now, 125 Ukrainians lost to a meat grinder. 44% of Ukes want peace talks. And right now, the whole thing's falling apart. Biden, they're not getting the money to send to Zelensky. And why would we want to send any money to Zelensky? Because what's going to happen? Nothing. Because every time you send weapons, money, it's all lost. At this point, there should be peace. Now, does the deep state players want peace in this area? Absolutely not. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and this is coming from Business Insider, and the headline reads, "Few things worry NATO like Russians' Yasin-class submarines, and Moscow's planning to build even more." Now, what's very interesting about this article is that back in 2018, the Pentagon officials said that these submarines have been able to sail into the Atlantic and evade attempts to find it for weeks. An account echoed this year by British defense officials speaking under Chatham House rule, who said at an event in Washington, D.C., that NATO forces frequently lose track of these Yasin-class subs while they're at sea, which I find very, very interesting. So are they going to come up with a story saying there's a rogue Russian sub, or are they going to come up with a story saying a missile was launched by a sub? Why would they come out with this story right now? And that reminds me of a post that says, "Watch the water." We're going to have to watch this very, very closely because this is going to be very, very interesting. And the other thing that's very interesting is we said this before, the same group that is having these riots and protests where they're all for Hamas, because that's really what they're for, it's the same group that was involved in BLM. Christopher Rufo put this out and said, "The resurgence of public protests in support of Hamas has revealed a disturbing truth. The left-wing rioting following George Floyd's death in 2020 was not an anomaly, but a tactic that can be repurposed for any cause." Andy Ngo then responded to this and said, "This is true. Many of the same affinity groups, cells, involved in far-left political violence in 2020-2021 were reactivated in October 2023. Many don't care about Palestinian nationalism, but see the current conflict as an opportunity to exploit American division and weaken public safety." So it's the same exact people, and they're just using this narrative to push their agenda. And the EU right now, they are warning that something might happen during Christmas. They're saying there's a huge risk of Christmas attacks. And we know that this is going to happen. I don't know if it's going to happen at Christmas, but it will happen probably in 2024 as things escalate, which I do believe is going to happen. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and by the way, let me just head this off from the very beginning. This study was not peer-reviewed yet, but there's a study that came out from Bangor University in Wales, and the study says the people who comply with COVID restrictions are more likely to suffer mental health issues. Now, I do believe when this is peer-reviewed, people are going to go, holy crap, you know all those people that are still wearing masks, those people in the car alone? Yeah, they have major, major problems. And I think people see this. I mean, people are walking around with masks still, and they're either outside alone wearing a mask, they're in their car wearing a mask, and the science, the real science, not their fake science that they put out there, shows that these masks do absolutely nothing. So is this like a pacifier for them to make them feel good, or are they just mentally disturbed? Because these masks really don't stop a virus. Actually, you're making yourself sicker when you wear them. And let's see, once this study is peer-reviewed, then we'll know for sure. And the other thing that we're starting to know for sure is why Derek Chauvin was stabbed multiple times and moved into a place where he was stabbed by a BLM person. Because he was going to introduce new evidence that shows that he didn't kill George Floyd. Actually, on page 2 of George Floyd's autopsy, there are no life-threatening injuries. Well, I guess they didn't want that out there. Because remember, their entire thing was made up. They were pushing an agenda. And now it's about to fall apart. I think the people are starting to realize that it's all falling apart. And they used a criminal to push the riots. They used a criminal to burn down towns. They used a criminal to kill other people. This is what the deep state did. And think about it. If the people didn't actually see this, they wouldn't believe it. So this time around, when they push their riots and you see these people doing the same exact things, do you think people will agree with Trump? Hey, we need to get rid of these people. We need to take them down. I think the people will say, you know what? This time around, round them up. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is out in Germany, Bavaria, they will prohibit gender-neutral language in schools and administration. So it's already starting, and things are starting to backfire on the deep state and continue to happen. And you can see country after country after country, the people are going to be rising up, and they're going to be putting the leaders that they want in place. And what's very interesting is that the new Argentinian president, he was talking about social justice and how it was unjust. And I think he sums up everything that we're seeing right now because they've already experienced it. And this is what he says. There is a phrase by Milton Friedman. A society that puts equality before freedom will get neither. A society that puts freedom before equality will get a higher degree of both. John Stuart Mill pointed this out. A society that obsesses with equality sooner or later becomes a society of looter and it falls apart. Therefore, the point is that social justice is unjust. There is nothing more unjust than social justice. What is the greatest achievement of liberalism? Liberalism, greatest achievement, is equality before the law. This is to say the law is the same for everyone. When you adhere to the idea of social justice, which means the redistribution of income, what you are really doing is using the repressive state apparatus so you can take from the successful to distribute it capriciously according to the wishes of whoever is in power. And that is exactly what we're seeing today. And he hit it right on the head because it had already happened out in Argentina. The people in this country are just experiencing it. And the people are waking up. The people are fighting back. And it's getting harder and harder for the deep state players. Remember, everything that we're witnessing, everything that we're seeing was to wake the people of this country up. It was to make them think. It was to make them fight back. It was to make them to reject everything that they're seeing today. And as they see more and more, they understand who the tyrannical government players are. And that's what they're seeing, just like with January 6th. In the very beginning, people thought, holy crap, look at this. The Trump supporter had an insurrection. Today, what are people seeing? They're seeing the tyrannical players. They're seeing that they're part of this tyrannical government. They're starting to realize the truth. And now we have Speaker Johnson. He declares that the January 6th footage will be released, but they're going to blur out the faces. Now, he said something that is very interesting. To protect individuals from potential retaliation of or legal consequences, faces in the January 6th footage will be blurred. So think about this for a second. They're going to blur the faces because he's saying he doesn't want the DOJ to go after these people. The DOJ already has these unredacted videos. The FBI already has the unredacted videos. They have already seen this. So who is really being blurred out? Is it the confidential human sources? Is it the FBI? Was this the deal that was made where, yes, you can release them, but don't show these people? But you know this isn't going to work. You know people are going to find out who these people are. And it's going to be game over. And if you really think about it, think about Ray Epps. How come this is the only guy who is supposed to be MAGA that the D's didn't hate? Because they hate all MAGA people. Why not this guy? Why didn't they hate him? Think about that for a second. And I think you know the answer to that because he was all part of it. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Alex Brusewitz, he was at the airport and he's a pro-Trump strategist and he met up with Adam Schiff. And Brusewitz slammed Schiff for his pathological lying, saying that he should be ashamed of himself. He then tells the disgraced congressman that he wants him to lose his Senate race and retire from politics because he is a sick man. Afterwards, a cameraman caught Schiff looking back, and his facial expression is absolutely priceless. He looks afraid. He looks scared. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that there was this individual, Douglas McKay, also known as Ricky Vaughn. He was sentenced to 7 months in prison in October for trolling Hillary Clinton during the 2016 election. McKay was facing a maximum of 10 years in prison for speech crimes. He was indicted in January of 2021 by the feds by using social media platforms to spread election disinformation to Hillary Clinton voters in 2016. And he put out a meme, and the meme that he put out and was under Ricky Vaughn said, avoid the line from home, text Hillary to 59925. So they took that and they said, holy crap, look at this. This is, you know, election interference, disinformation, election disinformation. But the thing that's very interesting about all this is that Christina Wong posted the exact same meme online on election day in 2016. And she was even wearing a MAGA hat, included Trump signs in her post. So to this day, her tweet is still live 7 years later. She was never brought up on charges by the corrupt two-tier justice system. But there is good news. On Monday, a federal judge stayed McKay's seven-month prison sentence. And the Second Circuit Court of Appeals just overruled the district court in granting their motion for a bond pending appeal. So right now, he is out. And it looks like this whole case will probably be dropped. But Trump, he did put out a message, and he talks about Douglas McKay and Biden. I'm not going to say anymore. Just take a listen.
Joe Biden and the radical left Democrats are trying to pose as the defenders of democracy, but in fact, they're the ones destroying our democracy. Crooked Joe and his henchmen have tried to shut down free speech with a massive government censorship operation to silence their critics. They're putting Douglas McKay in jail for sharing a joking meme about Hillary Clinton 7 years ago. Nobody ever heard of anything like that. They have four bogus criminal cases trying to put their leading political rival, me, in prison. Let's put him in prison. He's leading by a lot. There's no way we can beat him. Let's put him in prison. They're running police state operations to infiltrate the Catholic Church as if it were a communist country. They're persecuting Christians and pro-life activists. They're persecuting anybody they want to persecute. They've labeled ordinary Republicans and parents at school board meetings as potential domestic terrorists. They're resettling millions of migrants into our communities, destroying our country like it's never been destroyed before. They're calling our citizens criminals. They rigged the last election, they rigged the Democrat primary, and they're trying to get their rivals thrown off the ballot everywhere they can. And they're constantly trying to delegitimize the Supreme Court of the United States and threatening conservative judges with violence. In short, nothing about crooked Joe Biden and the anti-democratic party has anything to do with defending democracy. So if crooked Joe wants to turn this election into a question of which candidate will defend our democracy and freedom, then I say, bring it on. Let's go, Joe. Bring it on, because you are a corrupt person. You're the most corrupt president in our history. And by the way, the most incompetent president in our history. Because Americans don't like tyrants, we don't like fascists, we don't like communists, and we don't like crooked Joe Biden. You just have to look at the polls. With your vote on Election Day 2024, America will be a free nation once again. We will be free and we will be great. Thank you.
And he's letting know, Joe Biden, bring it on. You want to see who's going to be the destroyer of democracy and who's going to actually support democracy? Well, this is going to be very, very interesting. I do believe Trump, he's taken the gloves off and now he's hitting hard. And you could see Trump is actually continually going after these people, and he's continually speaking up more and more about Biden and all the others. I do believe this is going to continue to happen, and eventually, with everything that's coming out against Biden, all the crimes that he's committed, I do believe the D's are going to have to take him out. Now, it looks like they're going to be voting on the impeachment inquiry, and yes, they might start the impeachment process, but again, it's going to be blocked in the Senate. They're not going to impeach him, and they might start it. But I do believe the D's, I don't think they're going to want to get that far, because think about all the information that's going to be coming out. So, yes, the Republicans would like this information coming out. They want the people to see all this. But the D's, I think this would be very, very damaging. And I think they need to shut it down before it happens. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. But the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, Trump has been turned into a hero for American minorities. So, everything that is happening to Trump right now, the American minorities are saying, oh, wait a minute. If this is happening to this guy, what are they going to do to us? And they're getting nervous. They see what's happening. They see the tyrannical government. And they're now siding with Trump. You see, every time the deep state does something to Trump, it completely and utterly backfires on them. And it will continue to backfire, because all people now see is that the Bidens, Obama in the basement, the fake news, all they're doing is attacking Trump and we the people. Remember, Trump continually says, I'm just in the way. They're really after all of us. And that's absolutely true. Because when you look who the terrorists are we the people. Remember, if they're bringing in the illegals and they don't believe in the United States, they don't like the United States, they don't like the people of the United States, who do you think they're going to have these people go after? I mean, they're already telling you what their plan is. Their plan is to go after the people of this country, because the deep state players see everyone that doesn't agree with them as terrorists. If you're trying to go against what they're trying to do, you are a terrorist. It's the same playbook that they used in the Middle East. The deep state players went into Libya, Iraq. They threw out the government there. They put in their puppet government. And any person in this country that went against their puppet government, they were called Al-Qaeda. And they went after them. The same thing's happening here. They put in a puppet government. And if you don't agree with the puppet government, you are then a terrorist. Which means they need people to go after the terrorists, which is really the we the people of this country. And the only way this can happen is if they got the weapons away from the people, which they haven't. And this is going to make it very, very difficult. Our founding fathers were brilliant. They knew that this was going to happen again. They knew that there was going to be a tyrannical government. Remember, these people that you're watching, their master is not the people of this country. Their master is unelected individuals. They are beholden to them. That is what makes them a tyrannical government. And the people now can see this very, very clearly. I mean, one of them is Liz Cheney right here. And they're building up the narrative that Trump is never, ever going to leave the White House if he gets elected. Actually, they're projecting what they're going to do. Because in the end, what they're going to do is they're going to try to keep the White House. Think about as we go through 2024, as we approach war, the economy's falling apart, and they don't have the votes, they don't have the cheating system that they can use, and Trump wins because we're using paper ballots, and they reject the vote, they're going to try to keep the White House. They don't want to give it up. The first step is to go after Trump to make sure that he can't run. The second step is to postpone the elections if they can't cheat and they can't get enough ballots to win the election, which I don't believe they'll be able to get. So they're going to end up postponing to keep the White House. They don't want to leave. And you can see Liz Cheney, she's getting a little nervous here. She's getting a little frayed because she decided that maybe I will run for president in a third party. Now, why would she do that? I mean, look what happened when she ran out in Wyoming. Let's see. Harriet Hagman, 66%. Cheney, 30%. She lost. Remember, Trump endorsed Harriet. She won. So why would she throw her hat into the ring? Well, I think this post explains it. Post 2219, September 19, 2018. It says, watch those announcing 2020. Actually, watch those announcing 2024. Presidential running. You cannot attack a political opponent. None are protected. None are safe. That is now true because everything that they did to Trump, it can be done to them now. So the presidential race that they're entering will not protect them. They already set a precedent. But you can see the talking heads, the fake news, they are panicking like we've never seen before. Green Lives Matter put this out and said, the talking heads in the media are having a meltdown at the thought of Trump becoming president again, so much so that their rhetoric has become absolutely unhinged. If they were certain of their ability to stop Trump from being elected, then why is the mainstream media fear-mongering the sheep by telling them democracy as we know it will end if he is elected in 24? Buckle up for the wild finish to this journey. That's certainly what the mainstream media seems to be doing. What are they so scared of? They are projecting what they plan to do. They will try to postpone the election to stay in power. When this doesn't work, they will unleash chaos to stay in power because they will not accept the results of the election. So they're trying everything they possibly can, but it's all going to backfire on them. Why is it going to backfire? Well, it looks like they lost another case out in Arizona. Harmeet Dhillon put this out and said, happy to announce that yet another federal district court, this time in Arizona, has dismissed a challenge to Trump being on the ballot for 2024. The court made short work of the standing arguments in the case. Congrats to our clients. And everything that they have done, everything that they tried to do, has completely and utterly failed. Remember, they just don't want him to run. When they can't make this happen, because it's not going to happen, they will move to the next step and then the next step after that. But remember, every step that they try, it's going to backfire on them. Trump and the Patriots, they're expecting these things to happen. They know the playbook. Richard Barris put this out and said, and people thought I was being hyperbolic. I was not. This is Victoria Nuland's husband justifying the assassination of Trump in a rag everyone knows to be a CIA mouthpiece. It is very obvious. And this is the article that we read yesterday from the Washington Post. A Trump dictatorship is increasingly inevitable. We should stop pretending. And remember, Matt Gaetz says this is obvious greenlighting assassination. So this individual, Robert Kagan, is Victoria Nuland's husband. Who's Victoria Nuland? Oh, wait, she orchestrated the overthrow of the president of Ukraine. And they took over Ukraine. She's part of Obama's team. Who's in the crosshairs? Obama. Absolutely. Tom Beaven put this out and said, the Atlantic's new issue is full-scale meltdown over the prospect of a second Trump term. Sean Davis responded to this and said, they're terrified Biden can't win. So they're beginning to talk themselves into taking extraordinary action. Call it assassination prep to prevent another Trump presidency. Truly dangerous, deranged insanity from the professional left. Absolutely. And what happens when they are afraid? What happens when fear sets in, they do stupid things. Let's look at post 1045, April 6, 2018. We don't inform our enemies of the specifics. We instead instill fear in them to make unplanned and disastrous counter moves. And that's exactly what they're going to do. And you could see everything is starting to build up right now. Remember, they need to stop Trump at all costs. Trump knows they're going to do this. He knows they're going to try to do something with the elections. We know there's going to be an attack on the country once again, just like they attacked it during 2020. And we could see the cyber attack narrative is being built up. And out in New Mexico, they were hit by a major cyber attack and it shut down the hospital there. And they had to shift everyone to other facilities. We're seeing more and more of these cyber attacks. And we even have the deputy minister out in the UK saying, stock up on batteries, stock up on candles, because there could be a cyber attack. They're prepping all of this, but none of it's going to work because they're becoming desperate. They're making stupid moves. And Trump and the Patriots, they know the plan. Remember, Trump is trapping them in all of this. I know people say, no, he's not. He's not trapping him. Well, let's look at what Trump just put out there. Judge says Trump does not have absolute immunity. This radical left ideology is a threat to the presidency. It means that crooked Joe Biden can be held personally liable for his own open border policy and all of his other mistakes and decisions that are destroying our nation. Not just Joe Biden, but Obama, Bush, Clinton, and the rest. Precedent set. Trump is letting everyone know, look what they just did. They just gave me this weapon. I can use it against them. And he will in the end, but not the way people think. Trump, he also put this out. The Democrat disinformation machine is hard at work trying to sell the American public that Trump is a threat to democracy. No, the only threat to democracy is the incompetence and ineptitude of crooked Joe Biden. We are now a failing nation. And I do believe in the end, Trump, he's going to turn all this around and everything that they're trying to do to him, everyone is going to see who's actually destroying democracy every step of the way. And it's going to build and build and build. And why is this important? Because this, people need to see it firsthand. You can't explain it to them. You can't say, hey, they're going to do this. The people must see it. And it's not just Republicans. It's not just independents. It's the D's. They must see it. And I just want to go back to post 3850, February 10th, 2020. Down below, it says the following. How do you introduce D's high crimes corruption to the public? Why didn't POTUS remove Hussein holdovers from NSC? Do you really believe that POTUS and team trusted Hussein holdovers to remain within the admin and work to enact POTUS's agenda without bias or confrontation? How do you awaken the induced coma public, fake news control from their long sleep, sometimes allowing your enemies to openly attack logical thinking? And this is what you're seeing play out. And the people needed to get this information. Like I said from many times before, Trump already has the military. Trump already has control of the country with continuity of government. He never relinquished his power to Biden. He never turned over the football. There was no transition. There was absolutely nothing. Trump is the commander in chief. There was an insurrection in this country, which means Biden is just that, the resident. Period. The end. He's waiting. I'm talking about Trump. He's waiting for the people to get the information that is needed. And the only way to get the information to the people is for the people to see it. And that, and it's explained in these next two posts. Post 271, December 5th, 2017. And Anon says, military intelligence, no such agency equals the key. POTUS and Patriots equal the stone. So now let me go to post 269, December 5th, 2017. Key unlocks the door of all doors, info. So who's putting out this info? Military intelligence? Think about all the information that you learned about Biden. Think about all the information that you learned about the deep state. Stone, the force, strength, capable of yielding power to act on the info. Who's the stone? the people, and Trump, the key plus stone. So when you put these both together, you have a force that's unstoppable. So the people and Trump will be able to do things that normally couldn't be done. Why? Because the people are on his side. The people have the information. And the only way to actually wake a lot of people up is to actually show them the truth. Yes, Trump told you all of this stuff was going to happen. Did anyone listen? He said when Joe Biden got in office, you're going to have open borders. You're going to have the economy that's going to fail. He's going to destroy democracy. Did anyone really believe it? Or are you believing it now? Trump said we're going to see World War III. Are people believing it? Or are they going to believe it when it actually happens? Sometimes you must show the people. And when people experience it, when people know and see it, they have that information, which allows Trump to do what needs to be done. And the deep state, because of all the precedents that they've been setting, they'll try to argue, but the people will not listen. And that's what counts. It's the people. It's not the DOJ. It's not the FBI. It's the people. The people will not be on their side because they're watching what they're doing to Trump. They're setting precedent after precedent after precedent. All of this will be used against them. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.